Today is the 11th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is a joy. I am grateful to be here with you today, and I hope you're grateful to be here today in this safe place that we create, this little oasis called the Global Campfire that we come around as we take steps forward every single day, working our way through every book, every chapter, every verse, every word of the Bible. So grateful once again, and I hope you are doing so well. I hope you are managing the busyness of the holiday season. There's probably not too many better places to recenter than in the scriptures around the global campfire. So I'm glad we can be here together today, taking the next step forward, which will lead us back, right to where we left off. That will lead us back now into the book of Amos. Today, chapters 4 through 6. Listen to this, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, you women who are oppressing the poor, who are crushing the needy, who say to your husbands, "Bring us more drinks." The Lord God swears by his holiness, "The days are surely coming against you when they will drag you away with hooks, every last one of you with fish hooks. You will go out through the broken down walls. Each woman will go straight ahead, and you will be thrown out toward Harmon," declares the Lord. "Go to Bethel and rebel. Rebel even more at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every third day. Burn some leavened bread as a thank offering and proclaim voluntary offerings. Announce them, for you love to do this, you people of Israel," says the Lord God. "I am the one who gave you clean teeth in all of your cities and lack of food in all your places, but you did not return to me," declares the Lord. "I am the one who withheld the rain from you while there were still 3 months before the harvest. I would send rain on one city, but on another city I would not send rain. One plot of ground would receive rain, but another plot on which it did not rain would dry up. Whenever people from two or three cities staggered to another city to get water to drink, they would not have enough. But you did not return to me," declares the Lord. "I struck you with blight and mildew. Your many gardens, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees were devoured by locusts. But you did not return to me," declares the Lord. "I sent plagues against you like the plagues in Egypt. I killed your best soldiers with the sword, together with your captured horses. I made the stench of your camp rise up into your nostrils. But you did not return to me," declares the Lord. "I overthrew some of you, just as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you became like a burning stick snatched from the fire. But you did not return to me," declares the Lord. "Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. Yes, this is what I will do to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Indeed, he who forms mountains and who creates wind, who declares his thoughts to mankind, who turns dawn into darkness, and who treads down the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of armies, is his name. Listen to this word that I am raising against you as a lament, O house of Israel. Virgin Israel has fallen, and she will not rise again. She is abandoned on her own soil. There is no one to lift her up. For this is what the Lord God says: a city that marches out with 1,000 will have 100 left. A A city that marches out with 100 will have 10 left for the house of Israel. Listen, this is what the Lord says to the house of Israel. Seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not travel to Beersheba, because Gilgal will surely go into exile, and Bethel will become nothing. Seek the Lord and live, or he will rush upon the house of Joseph like fire. The fire will consume, and no one will extinguish it for Bethel. There are some who turn justice into wormwood, who throw righteousness to the ground. There is one who made the Pleiades and Orion, who turns the shadow of death into morning, who darkens day into night, who summons the waters of the seas, who pours them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He causes destruction to flash against a stronghold, and destruction comes upon a fortress. There are those who hate an arbitrator in the city gate. They despise anyone who speaks honestly. That is why you trample on the poor and you collect taxes on their grain. You have built houses of cut stones, but you will not live in them. You have planted choice vineyards, but you will not drink their wine. For I know that your rebellious deeds are many and your sins are numerous. You who are enemies of a righteous man, you who take bribes, they thrust away needy people in the city gates. That is why a prudent man will be silent in that time, because it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live, and then it will be like this for you. The Lord, the God of armies, will be with you, as you claim. Hate evil and love good. Establish justice in the city gates. Perhaps the Lord, the God of armies, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord says, the God of armies, who is the Lord. In the city squares there will be grief, and in the streets they will say, "Woe! Woe!" They will summon the farmer to mourn, and the professional mourners to sing laments. In all the vineyards there will be grief, because I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to those who long for the day of the Lord. What good will the day of the Lord be for you? It will be darkness and not light. It will be as if a man flees from a lion, but a bear meets him. Or he enters a house and rests his hand on a wall, but a snake bites him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Gloom without a trace of brightness? I reject your festivals. I do not delight in the aroma of the sacrifices at your sacred convocations. Even if you offer up to me your whole burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will not pay any attention to your fellowship offerings of fattened calves. Get the noise of your songs away from me. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll like the waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Did you bring me sacrifices and grain offerings in the wilderness for 40 years? O house of Israel, you lifted up images of Sakut, your king, and of Kayun, your star god, which you made for yourselves. So I will exile you beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of armies. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you distinguished people of the leading nation, to whom the house of Israel comes. Travel to Calneh and look. Go from there to Hamat Rabbah and go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than those kingdoms? Are their territories greater than your territory? You who are trying to put off the evil day, you bring near the session for violence. Those who lie on ivory beds, sprawling upon their couches, eating lambs from the flock and calves straight from the stall, improvising tunes on the lyre, composing music for themselves on musical instruments like David, drinking large bowls of wine. They slather themselves with the most expensive perfumed oils, but they do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. That is why they will go into exile as the first of the exiles. Those who sprawl out at their feasts for the dead will depart. The Lord God swears by himself, declares the Lord, the God of armies. I detest the pride of Jacob, and I hate his citadels. So I will hand over the city and everything in it. If 10 men happen to survive in one house, they will die. When a relative who burns the bodies comes to take away the bones from the house, he will say to whoever remains in the recesses of the house, "Is there anyone else still with you?" And they will say, "No one." And he will say, "Silence, for you must not invoke the name of the Lord." Look, the Lord is indeed giving a command, and he will smash the largest house into fragments and the smallest house into splinters. Do horses run on a rocky cliff? Does anyone plow the sea with an ox? Yet you turn justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. You are rejoicing over Lodibar. You are saying, "Was it not by our strength that we captured Carnaim for ourselves?" Indeed, I am about to raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, declares the Lord, the God of armies. They will oppress you from Lebo Hamath to the canyon of the Arabah. Revelation 2:18 through 3:6. To the messenger of the church in Thyatira writes, "The Son of God, whose eyes are like fiery flames and whose feet are like polished bronze, says this, 'I know your works, and love and faith and service, as well as your patient endurance, and that you are doing more now than you did at first. But I have this against you. You allow that woman, Jezebel, the one who calls herself a prophetess, to deceive my servants and to teach them to commit sexual immorality and eat things offered to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she is not willing to repent of her sexual immorality. Look, I am going to throw her onto a bed and throw those who commit adultery with her into great suffering if they do not repent of her works. And I will put her children to death, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches hearts and minds, and that I will give to each of you according to your works. To the rest of you in Thyatira who do not hold to this teaching, who do not know Satan's deep things, as they call them, I say that I will not lay any other burden on you. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. To the one who is victorious and continues to do my works until the end, I will give him authority over the nations, and he will rule them with an iron staff and shatter them like clay pots, just as I myself have received authority from my Father. I will also give him the morning star. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." To the messenger of the church in Sardis writes, The one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your works. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what is left, which is about to die, for I have found that your works are not complete in the sight of my God. Therefore, remember what you received and heard. Hold on to it and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come upon you. Yet you have a few names in Sardis, people who have not defiled their clothes. They will walk with me in white clothing, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious in this way will be clothed in white clothing. I certainly will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Psalm 130. Out of the depths, a song of the ascents. Out of the depths I have called to you, O Lord. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the sound of my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of guilt, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is pardon, so you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I have put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, wait confidently for the Lord, because with the Lord there is mercy. With him there is abundant redemption, so he himself will redeem Israel from all its guilt. Proverbs 29, 21, and 22. If someone pampers his servant from the time he is young, later on he will have grief. A hothead stirs up a fight, and a quick-tempered person commits many sins. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day in it. We thank you for your mercy and kindness. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your confrontation and correction. And we thank you for bringing us this far into the year and this far into our lives. We are grateful. We take this moment to realize how could we have ever gotten here without you? We have been through a lot, and we are here. And we are breathing, and that is a gift, and there is hope, and there is a future, regardless of how it may feel. And we ask Holy Spirit to come, comfort or come. And for those of us that are like feeling that this is the end, or that there is no hope, or that anxiety or depression have just flattened us, help us to let that pass. Help it to pass through as we feel your comfort washing over us. We pray that as the season here in the end of the year speeds up, it is festive, it is joyful, it is joyous as it should be. But we also realize we are in the season of Advent and we are in the season of longing. And some of us, we can see the festivities and we can see the joy, but we feel like we're detached or outside of it. And rather than being hopeless and helpless and full of sadness, help us to instead turn that toward longing. We long for things to be made right again. We long for wholeness. We long for things as they ought to be. We long for shalom. And so, Holy Spirit, minister comfort and healing to us. wherever we are, however we are, however it is, you are the one we turn to. Where else could we go? And so lead us on the path, the narrow path that leads to life. Lead us deeper into Jesus, we pray in his name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base, where to get connected, where to stay connected. And as we move closer and closer to the brand new app, even more reason to be connected and stay connected to the journey that we are on. And so be familiar with those. It's Christmas time around the world. It's not hard to figure that out. So it's Christmas time here around the global campfire as well. And that brings a few things to the forefront. The annual family Christmas party is coming up, and you can participate on that by calling in your greeting to the family here as we've taken this journey together. So you hit the hotline button in the app, or you dial 877-942-4253. These are obviously the prayer and encouragement lines that we talk about every day. They are also holiday greeting lines right now for the next few days as we get ready to have our Christmas party. So make sure that your voice is heard. Just hit the hotline button in the app or dial the number. And we'll look forward to us all being together one more time. And one of the most beautiful things that we do each year, the Christmas party. So make sure that you are present and heard. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas box that we have been talking about, which is a really, really genuinely beautiful commemorative box of what God has done in bringing us this far through 20 years. Kind of looking at the days as they wind down, and just can't believe that this is coming, where we're going to actually complete 20 years. So very, very grateful. The Christmas box kind of really commemorates that. You can see everything that's in there at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop. Or if you're using the app, just go to the shop inside the app and you can look at everything. And I hope you can grab yourself a few of those and give them away. The coffee is spectacular for this time of year. And everything in that box is something that we are grateful for. So thanks for checking that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible as we approach the end of another year, thank you deeply, with a heart of deep gratitude and thankfulness for the years, the day by day, step by step that we keep the fire burning. Thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement or holiday greeting, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning and shalom, shalom, Deb family. It's December 5th, and I'm calling in for a gentleman that called in and said he has long COVID. And his symptoms are just getting worse, and he's been suffering for years. And he felt like he feels like he's losing faith. And I just want to say, brother, I just come up right beside you. I don't know what it's like to have long COVID. I had COVID. I think in the scheme of things, it was pretty mild. But you know what? I know the minute that my heart hardens, I can feel it. It's like I've never recognized it before, but now I can just feel it the second my heart hardens. But I know that as long as I have the Holy Spirit inside me, the Holy Spirit is guiding me and telling me, oh, you know, please, the Holy Spirit remains inside you because you are so in tune and in touch with your faith. And I'm just here to tell you that we love you. God loves you. And he knows exactly what you're going through. And for all of us, for everything, for whatever it is where our heart hardens, whether it's for a moment, whether it's for a day, whether it's for 2 days, the Holy Spirit is in there nudging at us and saying, I love you. I'm here. Don't give up. I love you. Reach out to the people that you know will encourage you. By the blood of Jesus, I just lift you up to God's throne and ask for complete healing. Jesus, we love you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. I'm calling in to lift up some prayers for Donna from South Carolina, who's dealing with a brain tumor, possibly. And we ask you for her total healing and that you fill her with peace and that she might look up in her word, Psalm 30 verse 2, where it says, I cry out to the Lord and he heals me. And also Psalm 118 verse 17 is a great memory verse for you. I shall not die but live and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. Amen and amen. And Butterfly, I'd like to lift up her. She's got her own issues with anxiety and depression, and her daughter lost a child and does not know you, Lord. And her son, thank God he's getting out of jail, but he does not know you, Lord. So we pray for this family, Lord, that you would heal them. As it says in 2 Chronicles 30, verse 9, the Lord, my God, is gracious and merciful, and he will not turn me away, his face from me, if I return to him. So, Lord, we ask that this family and her children would return to you, Lord, and you would heal them and forgive them and that they'd feel and know your love for them. And then lastly, I'd like to pray for locked in L.A., who's dealing with long-term COVID, Lord. And there are many, many people who have permanent disabilities at this point from the vaccine and the issues of that. And we pray for them. We pray for him particularly, Lord, that you would give him and fill him with grace, Lord, and fill him with hope. As it says in Psalm 147:3, he heals my broken heart. Yes, your heart is broken. And he binds up your wounds. Yes, the Lord will cure you and curing my pain and sorrows. Yes, Lord, we thank you for all those who are dealing with long COVID. May your presence be real and your healing forever. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all and thank you for praying. Bye-bye.
Hey, DAB, this is Maranatha Matz. It is Thursday, December 4th, and I want to give an update on a prayer request and also take a pretty big leap of faith with what I'm about to tell you. I've requested prayer for my unborn son, Caleb, a few times now. Quick backstory is that he has a rare chromosomal disorder called trisomy 18. Most babies with this disorder end up being stillborn. Shortly after we got this diagnosis, I believe the Lord told me he was going to heal Caleb. He told me this in a few different ways and at a few different times over the past 3 months. Earlier today, we had our 36-week appointment, and going into this appointment, my wife hadn't felt Caleb move at all for a few days. An ultrasound confirmed that Caleb didn't have a heartbeat and that he had died in the womb, which was what everyone in the medical world was expecting. As insane as this sounds, I still believe God is going to heal him. I know this sounds absurd, but Luke 1:37 says, "For no word from God will ever fail." And I believe God has told me that this sickness will not end in death. Thank you to whoever has been praying for us, and Lord willing, I will talk to y'all soon. Maranatha.
Good morning. I want to respond to a few prayer requests. First is Donna that called in. I found out she has a brain tumor and is going for a biopsy. Lord, we lift Donna up. We just pray that the tumor is benign and that They can remove it or treat it with little to no side effects. And we just pray for full healing and restoration. And next, I want to pray for the woman from Camarillo who just feels like she's losing her faith. Her kids lost a child at birth. And I believe she said one of her sons is kind of a prodigal and not living a fruitful and wise life. So we just pray for her faith. Despite all the things that are going on, things that the enemy's using to attack her faith, Lord, we just pray that you bolster it, you strengthen it in only the ways that you can, that your spirit would fall upon her and just reassure her and give her a new foundation. And I want to pray for, I believe she was from Virginia, the woman that called in from Virginia. I think I've heard you before. You had back surgery and then you had some complications with spinal fluid leakage after. Sounds like you're going in for a second procedure to treat that. We just pray that you would continue, that the Lord would continue to heal your body. It sounds like you were been able to do some upright things instead of being prone for most of your day. So we just pray that continues and that you and he meets you with full healing and restoration. And then I want to pray for Lennox and long COVID. Brother, just be encouraged. We pray that the joy of the Lord finds you and that the peace of the Lord would rest upon you.